This is the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. It's Friday evening, May 8th, 2026. The stories are real, the voice is AI. Read more at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted Newscrafters.com news curation. Here's what's making news.
Network news breaks, Strawberry Fields Reed Inc. reports higher Q1 FFO advances $300 million credit facility. Strawberry Fields Reed reported a strong first quarter performance with FFO increasing to $20.90 million, FO to $18.80 million, and net income to $9.50 million. The company also secured a $300 million credit facility to refinance debt and support acquisition growth. With rental income up and 100% of contractual rents collected, the future looks promising for Strawberry Fields REIT.
DOJ announces task force to combat tech-driven fraud in healthcare. The DOJ has unveiled a task force to combat tech-driven fraud in the healthcare system, focusing on California, Arizona, and Nevada. Investigations will target fraudulent schemes, particularly those involving digital health firms. This initiative aims to address issues within the system by dismantling fraudulent activities, providing legitimate actors like Asaiva Health with an improved chance of success.
Eye detects pancreatic cancer signs prior to tumor development. A research team at Mayo Clinic has developed an artificial intelligence system that can spot warning signs of pancreatic cancer 3 years before a formal diagnosis is made. The findings, published this week in the journal Gut, suggest the technology could help doctors identify the disease far earlier than is currently possible.
I supported wearables, open new opportunities in healthcare. Advances in eye have opened up new opportunities for healthcare wearables to provide clinicians with actionable insights. Companies like Apple Inc. are well positioned to capitalize on this trend. Trillion Dollar Club is a specialized communications platform focusing on top companies, offering access to various wire solutions and syndication services. For more information, visit trilliondollarclub.net. MedCognetics and AWS bring AI-powered breast cancer screening to underserved communities in India. MedCognetics, in collaboration with AWS and HWR, is deploying AI-powered mobile mammography units in India to provide critical breast cancer screening to underserved communities. The goal is to make healthcare more accessible and affordable for all. MedCognetics's advanced AI software platform is trained on a diverse global patient dataset to ensure unbiased services and improve medical outcomes. For more information, visit www.medcognetics.com.
Investor news breaks, Lantern Pharma expands with Zeta.ai roadmap with multi-agent AI and computational biology tools. Lantern Pharma has announced the expansion of its with Zeta.ai platform, introducing Zeta Swarm T and Zeta Omedics T tools, along with new enterprise capabilities. These additions aim to enhance institutional oncology research and drug discovery workflows. Lantern Pharma is a clinical-stage precision oncology company utilizing AI and machine learning to develop cancer therapies, with a focus on transforming the industry. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. Investor news breaks, Aragenix Inc. NYSE American OGEN signs LOITGOIS technology from SIGIN Therapeutics. Technology from SIGIN Therapeutics, Aragenix Inc. NYSE American GAOG has signed a letter of intent with SIGIN Therapeutics Inc. to license its cardiodialysis TM blood purification technology. This agreement will allow Aragenix to develop and commercialize the technology for traumatic brain injury and chronic neurodegenerative diseases. The move complements Aragenix Phase 2A intranasal neurosteroid candidate ONP-002, offering a dual modality approach targeting inflammation on both sides of the blood-brain barrier.
Biomed news breaks. HeartBeam, Inc. expands Concierge cardiology footprint with Accolier Health Agreement. HeartBeam, Inc. has signed a commercial agreement with Accolier Health, a Beverly Hills-based Concierge medical practice, to expand its footprint into Southern California. This move complements the company's presence in New York Metro, Dallas, and South Florida, as it progresses with the commercialization of its cable-free 3D CG technology for remote cardiac monitoring and preventive cardiology. Hantavirus fatalities on cruise ship draw attention to this little-known infection. A cruise ship, MV Hondius, is in the spotlight after three fatalities from a hantavirus outbreak. With concerns rising, many are seeking information on this little-known infection. Companies like Co-Diagnostics, Inc. are crucial in developing diagnostic systems to address such risks. Stay informed about hantaviruses and how to protect yourself in case of infection.
Investor news breaks. NRx Pharmaceuticals, Inc. receives FDA clearance for depression and suicidality trial. NRx Pharmaceuticals has received FDA clearance to begin a phase 2-3 clinical trial for NRx-101 in patients with treatment-resistant major depressive disorder and suicidality. The trial will evaluate the drug in combination with transcranial magnetic stimulation and is set to enroll 240 participants across various treatment facility sites. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Investor news breaks. Nanoviricides, NNAI American NNVC to participate in D. Boral Capital Global Conference. Nanoviricides, Inc. NNVC will be participating in the D5NAI NVC Boral Capital Global Conference on May 7, 2026 at the Plaza Hotel in New York City. Anil R. Daiwan, Ph.D., President and Executive Chairman, will be hosting one-on-one meetings with investors and interested parties from 9:45 a.m. to 2:45 p.m. ET.
Mission IR News breaks. Anavis Bio Inc. CEO to present Alzheimer's multi-protein research at Fierce Biotech Week 2026. Anavis Bio Inc. CEO Maria Masacchini feature by F.D. to present at Fierce Biotech Week 2026 in Boston on May 13th, discussing Alzheimer's multi-protein research and the company's approach of targeting multiple neurotoxic proteins simultaneously through lead drug candidate Buntapit, currently in a pivotal phase 3 clinical trial.
A shift from summer-ready to system-level health via the Superhuman Protocol Challenge. The April 2026 Wellness Index report reveals a shift towards system-level health with the Superhuman Protocol Challenge. Leading U.S. health wellness providers are moving away from seasonal weight loss trends to focus on cellular-level health optimization. The challenge, powered by DaVinci Medical and endorsed by Damon John, promotes multimodality, practitioner-led protocols for long-term physiological function over short-term aesthetic outcomes. Entries for the challenge close on June 30th, 2026, with the winner announced on July 1st, 2026.
Biomed news breaks, AI meets multiomics. iCardioDiagnostics Holdings, Inc. targets earlier, more precise cardiac insights. CardioDiagnostics Holdings aims to revolutionize cardiovascular disease management with AI and multiomic biomarkers for more precise insights. By analyzing genetic and epigenetic data, the company's platform translates molecular signals from blood samples into actionable information for earlier intervention and targeted treatment planning. This innovative approach addresses the challenge of silent disease progression, offering personalized care strategies. Learn more at https://ibn.fm/z5Q1L.
Investor news breaks. Tonix Pharmaceuticals Holding Corp. secures GPO agreement covering 35 million lives for Tony Yaw. Tonix Pharmaceuticals Holding Corp. has secured a GPO agreement effective May 1st, 2026, covering 35 million lives for Tony Yaw. This agreement with a leading group purchasing organization expands patient access to the FDA-approved fibromyalgia treatment. The company continues to pursue additional coverage across commercial and government channels, with existing Medicaid coverage in 38 states representing approximately 55 million lives. Biomed Newsbreak's Ontoletic Therapeutics, Inc. completes $12,500,000 N2B asset transfer to Lunai Bioworks, granting global rights to its N2B delivery system IP in biodefense in Alzheimer's disease fields. The agreement aims to develop CNS-targeted therapeutics, leveraging the N2B platform for intranasal delivery to the central nervous system. Lunai Bioworks will focus on biodefense and Alzheimer's, while Oncotelic retains rights for Parkinson's disease and sexual dysfunction indications.
Blocking fructose metabolism boosts immune response to childhood cancer. Blocking fructose metabolism has shown promise in boosting the immune response to childhood cancer, specifically group 3 medulloblastoma. Researchers at Johns Hopkins discovered that disrupting how tumor cells generate energy could slow the disease. This breakthrough, published in Acta Neuropathologica Communications, offers hope for more effective treatments. For-profit firms like CNS Pharmaceuticals, Inc. are also working on innovative solutions for glioblastoma.
Investor News breaks: Bioadaptives, Inc. launches Mind Renew Nighttime Supplement for Cognitive Recovery. Bioadaptives, Inc. has launched Mind Renew TM, a nighttime supplement aimed at supporting sleep quality and cognitive recovery. The product, part of the Mind System TM platform, addresses the critical gap in cognitive health due to insufficient sleep reported by over one-third of U.S. South adults. With 13 scientifically selected ingredients, including magnesium glycinate and lion's mane mushroom extract, Mind Renew TM complements the company's daytime product, Mind Med TM, for full 24-hour cognitive support. Biomed News breaks: Volition RX Limited NYSEI American. NYX reports high accuracy in feline cancer blood test study. Volition RX Limited NYSEI American VNRX announced high accuracy in its new CoolVet feline prototype assay for detecting lymphoma in cats, achieving 97% specificity and identifying 86% of cases. This advancement in blood-based liquid biopsy tests for feline cancer addresses a significant unmet need in veterinary medicine, offering a commercial opportunity with potential milestone payments and revenue generation as the company expands in the companion animal oncology market.
Aclarion announces inducement grant to new commercial director, Western U.S. Aclarion, Inc. announced an inducement grant to Daniel Keefe, the new commercial director, Western U.S. The grant includes an option to purchase 17,000 shares of Aclarion's common stock. The stock option has specific vesting terms over 4 years, contingent on Mr. Keefe's continued service with the company. This grant aligns with Aclarion's growth strategy amid increasing demand for its Nosisin platform. Immunologists discover how cancer reprograms immune cells to support cancer growth. Immunologists have made a groundbreaking discovery on how cancer cells reprogram immune cells to support cancer growth. This finding could revolutionize the effectiveness of immunotherapy, addressing the issue of patient unresponsiveness. Companies like CNS Pharmaceuticals, Inc. are likely to be closely monitoring these developments in the fight against cancer. Network news breaks: NRx Pharmaceuticals, Inc. initiates first commercial manufacturing order for preservative-free ketamine. NRx Pharmaceuticals has initiated its first commercial manufacturing order of preservative-free ketamine in preparation for potential approval under the Generic Drug User Fee Act in summer 2026. The order follows stability data from multiple registration batches and a successful third-party manufacturing audit.
HeartBeam, Inc. tackles heart disease with next-generation ECG solutions. HeartBeam Inc. is tackling heart disease with its next-generation ECG solutions. The company aims to transform how ECG data are collected and used through its innovative HeartBeam system. With cardiovascular disease remaining a major global health challenge, HeartBeam's technology is positioned to improve how cardiac conditions are identified and monitored, addressing the persistent gaps in early detection. Learn more about this initiative on the company's newsroom website. Biomed Newsbreak's Orgenix Inc., NYSE American, OGEN, advances Phase 2A trial enrollment for concussion treatment candidate NYSE American. Orgenix Inc., NYSE American, OGEN, has started active enrollment at a second site in its Phase 2A clinical trial for ONP-002, a potential treatment for concussion and mild traumatic brain injury. With 4 patients already dosed in Australia, the company aims for data readout by year-end 2026. OGENNHS was focused on developing innovative therapies to address unmet medical needs in neurological care. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.